Zane.
Right. Hello, hello. Welcome, Disco Saloon, Season 3, Episode 5. If you're watching on YouTube, or maybe you'll be able to hear the birds in the background, we are actually touching grass currently. I know we talk about touching grass so much, but we're actually touching some real-life grass at the minute. Like, if you can see it on YouTube, you can actually see me touching the grass. We've got a wee seating arrangement going on here. We've got Bradley to my right.
Yeah.
His hair's gone in the wind.
It's going to be a fringe setting today.
It is, so we've got Jay. Cotton boy. Next up.
Who's looking hella uncomfy right now?
And we've got Callum. And we're in Callum's brother's house. Well, his garden, recording this one. So that's... We appreciate the accommodation.
Yeah. Shout out Fraser.
Shout out Fraz.
Yeah.
Shout out Fraz McKay.
It's really funny, actually. We're fucking in a garden right now.
Yeah. And we're actually out here. Like, we out here. Can I really do it? Don't know. It's going to be a weird one again. Like, some of us are drinking tea. I'm on the Pepsis.
I'm on Elderflower Press. Costin Press, Elderflower Lemonade.
Is it M&S?
I think Costin Press does sell things in M&S,
aye. It looks like an M&S joint. Looks fancy.
So how have we been enjoying the sun?
It's been good.
It's been good.
Cooking,
it's been a bit hot for me.
I like
honest.
How, but all the days we could have recorded this, it's literally the first day in like 2 weeks that it's no being scorchiosis. Right, it's probably better because if we were sitting here and it was 23 degrees and be sweat leaking always, I'm looking at that camera when that wind's blowing, thinking that better not think it's going to do what I'm going to do, but. fuck knows. But then see if you're out here in that baking sun.
Aye, it would get a bit much.
Wow.
The
suntan would be incredible.
Aye, because we're all quite kind of pink boys, aren't we? We're no island boys.
Anyway.
We're pale white boys with a podcast.
My hair's got me my fucking face on this episode, man.
So I brought my sunglasses.
You can use mine if you want.
Ooh,
there you go.
I'm trying to snap them with my
try them on. How they will suit you.
Let's see them.
Something with that sun anyway. That's just so mad.
That's how I put it for the year.
It's like because then the hair doesn't hit my eyeballs. It just hits the glasses.
Getting fucking greeting. The earphones are doing with my fucking ones I use for the Xbox. Every fucking day I get Ailey if I've been playing Xbox, man. She's like, what's that in your ears? And all those bits off my headphones, man.
Nah, it's
like,
the plastic bits. Also
wearing earrings, black leather earrings.
Oh, nice.
That is a crazy look, man. They're blowing in the wind, man. It's like a spaniel's ears.
Black lab.
Anyway, we wanted to do an outside podcast, and we're doing an outside podcast.
See what the vibes are, man.
Aye, it's interesting.
The Kev just messaged us, why do you at my brother's back door? And we're like, well,
why not?
Why not?
One thing I didn't account for is I've got raging hay fever, man, and I'm literally surrounded by all the plants.
Aye.
All the pollen, man.
So I'm going to be itching and sniffling and doing all that, but
I'm loving the gusts of wind, man.
We do it for the love of the game, ultimately. Uh-huh. Like, it's nice to get a breeze. Like, see something, it does get a bit.
Really.
See, when we're in the house, it can get a bit fucking, like, no breezy.
Aye. Stuffy. You
know, a bit stuffy.
Build-A-Bear.
That's a good gust of wind.
I'm going to edit this audio later, and it's going to be fucking.
Because, like, we did test the audio, and it sounded good, but it wasn't actually windy at that point. The wind's, like, falling up.
The winds came for us, but we'll deal with it, whatever it's like.
I mean, fuck it.
I'm sure it's alright.
One shite episode out of a thousand's alright. So I should do two, then it's just to get here.
The air episode was so stellar and so well edited.
Exactly.
So clear in audio, it's
aye.
We can take the punch
take
today.
Well, that last episode's struggling, so I don't think it'll get any worse than that, man.
Folk clearly want to see it. Weird long faces, man.
I know. But when does it count? When does it count as a view on YouTube? Is it 10 seconds or is it mayor? Is it 30?
I feel like it's mayor. I feel like it's like 30
probably
seconds.
Probably a video that length, it's mayor. Because if it was a minute.
So,
intro and they went, fuck that.
Folk are turning it on and going, right, by the way, we're not doing video this week, just turn that off.
Aye.
Because it's like criminally
the Sock Brothers might be doing that.
Aye. So maybe we haven't accounted for how much our audience are just folk that want to see our feet, but...
Perverts of the game.
Perverts and family.
Perverts of the podcast game.
Right, we've certainly perfected that anyway.
Aye, shout the perverts, man.
Aye, shout the pervs, man. We miss you. Come back.
We miss you.
What's funny? Like, do you think they play it with the audio on, or do you think they play it without the audio on?
They probably do. Full volume settings, like, as
watching us through the window.
Like, see, like Osmosis, like they'll probably pick up little things whilst they're like chugging, and be like, oh, I've actually, oh,
that's
Scotland.
So funny.
Like, Scotland's actually quite sunny there now, but I don't know why I know that. But it's because you've been watching. Why thought about the weather?
For white boys with a black socks on, man.
Can any folk listen to this button? Did they watch that episode where we actually discussed that sock thing happening?
Folk are got perverts.
Sock perverts.
Am I the pervert?
Yank perverts.
We got famous in the sock YouTube playlist community. Well, no famous, but I mean, it's got like 2,000 views, that video. So
it's mad.
It's like 10 times more than it.
We were cooking that episode, man.
The sock
brawls were choking.
I do wonder, man. The guy must have had like some sort of software to find socks online.
Well, I looked at all his air stuff, right, and by the luck say it had just been locking it. It was all podcasts, so and they were all like no really well watched and sort of DIY stuff where folk were just on couches and stuff. So he must have went through like a full podcast thing.
That's crazy.
Because they were all like podcasts with like Navy's, stuff like that.
Amateur.
Do you know what it's kind of like?
Aye, that's what it's like.
Amateur podcast. I've just typed in Google, man.
Like a weird thing, but like there's certain cunts like you've saw it on social media a couple of times and that, and not that I've ever met anybody, but I know they exist out there. There's cunts that collect and curate and like pure organise their porn. Like they don't just go on a website and watch it.
That's
like they download
levels,
all the
man.
Videos and then keep them all saved into like big folders with fucking subsections and categories and all that. And I'm like, Ken, how have you got the time? Like, how is it no just like, I want to get 5 minutes, bang. Like, how is it no just that? Like, how is it fucking, I'm going to dedicate 40 hours a week to organising my porn that I watch by myself?
I remember coming across a guy in Twitter who rated 500, he put his top 500 porn stars. It's like, how are you meant to rank and rate them?
That's crazy.
500. And I just kept, I thought he was like at it. And I just like kept scrolling. He didn't put like videos or that, it was just the names. Yeah. And I was like, actually, it was like a thread. And I was just scrolling. This guy actually like,
but that's
thought about it.
That's so cunts are so dedicated, and that's what I mean. But like relating to the soap thing, like, there's a cunt out there that watches Hunter's a rando podcast,
looking for socks,
scrubbing for socks,
that's
scrubbing,
wild, man.
And then maybe
putting them in a playlist for everybody to enjoy
for their socks.
There was like three.
Nah, you fucking have that.
White socks on, man. They'd be right.
There was three playlists or something. I retained like two of them were specifically for socks, and one of them was just called something like season two, and it was all stuff that was on like season two. Or something. That was a kind of weird one. Ah, yeah, fuck knows. But they two soak ones were fucking mental, man. I wish we'd go in touch with that guy, man.
Goat Moan,
the guy that made the playlist.
Aye.
It'd be wild if it was somebody you knew. Imagine.
Oh, that would be utterly.
Do you know what? You walk past these guys on the street.
Aye.
I know.
And they'll just write your socks.
That's the beginning of a short film. Then it turns out that the guy making the playlist was one of his.
No, it's so weird, it's my podcast. Get me, this feels like the new, I kind of almost feel like I'm in the most like what's the thing, what do you say when something's like a knockoff version or something, not a Tesco version, like a pound shop, I don't
an
know
an Aldi version or a Wish, is it Wish?
I feel like we're on the Wish version of like fucking when they do Glastonbury and they're just like out in the fields like interviewing folk or whatever the fuck, or like they're just sitting after an axe and they're like, aye, that was Coldplay. It's got the winds blowing and we're just sitting here in the deck chairs.
That is kind of peak, but I kind of like that feeling, man. Feeling like a music festival. Imagine we did this for Transmit. That'd be kind of funny.
Oh, that would be wild, man.
Camera would definitely get nicked.
I don't even know what the chat with all the camera gear and that would be taking in.
Fuck knows.
We could just say that we're filming a YouTube video. Just say
you could actually get press passes and be like, by the way, we've got a podcast. People are like, wanna book your cameras, that sound, and they'll probably give you a ticket.
Technically, you could take the wee mics that you attach onto your phones.
Oh, true.
And you could just take four and just do like a 10-minute thing, just sitting.
Coming to you live for fucking Transmit.
What would you be asking me, guys, at Transmit?
What's your favourite flag brand? How many beers you had?
Many 13-year-old
lads? Too many.
Super Four Locals, what are you thinking?
Four Locals,
I got a wee bit more wire there, sorry. was it you that was talking about watching that guy on YouTube that was talking about cigs, or was it you?
The guy that sits and smokes fags and drinks beers and packs.
I found an air guy on Instagram that gets asked like his favourite cigarettes and all that, and he like talks about like cigarettes on his Instagram. And he was talking about Wednesday, but like if you could bring one brand of cigarettes to America that only sold there, they knew to be sold, and he was talking about these mad things for like the Philippines or something, and they'll like fucking get honey in them and shit. I don't even know why. I don't know why that. I think they've got hunters of nicotine and hunters of tar, and that's why they're not allowed to be sold in America, because they're like actual death
sticks. They must be UK 60s fags and all that.
He says the taste after them is incredible. And that was like, so you've sold me, man.
So if I'm ever in the Philippines,
it's the Philippines.
Things are different in that Philippines, man.
They've got low age rates, the laws are weird, man.
See the Philippines, Indonesia, and like Malaysia. See all of them about there, man. Yeah. That's cracked over there, man. They're doing things over there I can't comprehend.
And if you're listening through there, then fuck knows.
There's bound to be a few.
I'm looking at that camera like it's my way, man. And like there's a fucking pedo about, man. There's a guy that I don't know. He's no go away in way. I mean, he's in the park. Just I'm looking out to the corner just to see if he jumps the dike.
You're waiting to say swipe or no swiper?
Aye, swipe or no swiper. What was I going to say, man? I was thinking about something. I can't fucking sit here and talk about fucking philosophy of the week in a bit off. I can't fucking do it, man.
Just talk about your own philosophy. Then, man, do we want?
I'll no spoil it, but the philosopher I've got, I can't talk about him seriously if I'm sitting at this back here with that plane and all that running about me. I can't do it, man.
there is like a toy plane.
One of the floater things.
Bradley made it fly like off a good earlier.
It was one of the best flights I've seen in ages. It was like the flight of the Concorde, man.
London to Berlin, man. It's wild.
Every disc I've been in.
Fuck me, man. We are actual clueless.
Sorry, we're shaped apes.
Again, what I've just realised, there's about 40 different types of bush out here.
Aye, got all the bushes.
You love bushes, man.
I do love bush, man. But look at that. That's different to that, to that one.
What's your favourite again?
Probably that type of bushes.
Is that a train? I will greet. No, it's not a helicopter. I mean, it's...
We better do a caveat. That we're right next to train tracks, and it is awful loud, so we might just need to take like 2 seconds when a train goes by.
If a train goes by, we are loving it.
I think it's about 20 minutes away, so we'll see how that goes.
If it goes by, but I'm going to need to scrub to that specific point in the audio, but or whoever edits it and turn it down, probably.
Because
holy fuck, that will blow cunt's ears off.
It will be loud.
That's my favourite kind of bush.
See that wire you can see?
That's
like part of the fucking train. That's cracked, man.
Part of the train.
That's a bit of like runs on, man. Wild.
Just right there.
It's actually right there, man. Fuck. Right, anyway, what we hanging?
We were saying that's Bradley's favourite kind of bush if you're watching it. I think that's the OG classic.
That is the OG classic.
That's the Fortnite season 2.
Let's see if it was a game of sevens, man. That's like the first pack. Do you know what I mean?
To be fair, $10. That's the kind of bush. That's a hedge, probably, meant to be specific.
Well, maybe that's a bush.
Aye.
But because it's kind of hairy.
Aye, hedges are like long and they segregate gardens and that. Listen, I don't know the fucking etymology nerd thing on this, but to me, hedges run in a straight line or in circles, ruining like properties and stuff like that. They're all a plant lined up
with
that.
See, if I ripped half two sides of this hedge, but would it not be a bush then?
Well, you're
telling me that a column of bush equals hedge?
I'm saying that a bush can't be a hedge, but a hedge can be a bush.
I'm sure that kind of bush was my gran's bush.
If you had hair, you would still have pubic hair and a moustache, but it would just be, that's a bit...
Still hair in your
face. I've got hair for my fucking, to my antenna down to my fucking roots. But you would still say I've got a moustache, even though technically it's all hair on my body. So that's kind of what I'm getting at with the bush equation. But like, that's not a hedge. Listening, there's a wee circular bush that I'm pointing to. I'm saying it's not a hedge.
But see, if there was a full line of that type of bush, is that a hedge then?
That becomes a hedge.
Right, okay.
It's strange, man. It's this is a great podcast, man. So, we're getting the fucking etymology.
Just to come away from the visuals. Any's ever been in a casino?
In a casino?
Fuck, I thought you were going to ask me if I was been in a hedge and I was getting ready to tell you all my good hedge stories.
Lauren's graduation
party. Technically, I mean, casino hedge funds, I mean, I can make that work.
Lauren's graduation party was in a casino. That's quite
that
cool.
Wrecked as fuck.
I've never been allowed in a casino.
Aaron actually got so drunk that he didn't care where it was. I don't know how we get him, but he was actually on the floor. There's a photo of him like see one of the... See when somebody dies and they draw the chalk around them.
Aye.
That was actually Aaron, man. I think he got a left aim by Clant someday. I don't know.
Aye.
Fuck knows, it was dead anyway, man.
Aye, buddy.
Aye.
Body bag.
I mean, that's a thing I'd never done. And folk, although boys I can have done it and did, like folk day, that's they go out in Glasgow at night and then they just go to the casino for the rest of the night. I've never done that. I was too blasted.
Isn't it close till later? I don't think.
I've only ever tried to get in a casino when it's like 6:30 in the morning and I've came out like an afters. So like, see the after parties. Because there's no trains and it's freezing cold and it's the only place that's open. And they just look, take one look at me like, nah, no him.
Aye, no,
the
you're
no
coming
no
in. And that's happened like 6 or 7 times. I've never been in a casino.
I managed to get in it once, separate to that time, defo. I don't know why I went to the... I think it was one of them, didn't it? It was like 2:30 in the morning. I didn't have anywhere to go. And then it was like, oh, got to the casino.
Casino dog.
Aye. Because I got cared. I've got a casino card.
I don't know what that popped up for, but
it's defo. I've seen it a bit.
You had to get a card to be able to buy drinks in that.
Oh,
in
that
place.
Time.
Aye.
I had one before. Aye.
Because there might be an air party. Or you just got wrecked and ended up there?
I just got wrecked and went in one time. I think it was where a boy used to work with. Fuck knows, man, but... They'll soak you dry anyway.
I've really been in my life or something.
I watched this guy on Instagram called Vegas Matt, I think his name is. Have you seen him?
Aye, I can't. Like, you talking about the Australian? Is he Australian?
No, he's American.
Oh, right, no, I don't know.
There's an Australian guy.
An Australian guy that just fucking plays blackjack all the time and he built it up. Honestly, now he's like fucking loaded. He started and he was just doing, each day he would bet the amount he had. And he was like, oh, I'm going to go for this amount, mate. You're talking those points where he was actually putting hundreds of grands on.
But see, this like guy, man, like he's like an older guy, so fuck knows what he was doing before, if he's out, like if he made money off of gambling and that, but he just goes to roulette tables and then he just starts doing like $5,000 on one, if it doesn't work, $5,000 on two, and then just keeps building up until he gets to like 32, man. And then it's like... He wins like insane money eventually, but he's still in like a loss. And he's got like a thing on his Instagram where it shows how much he's lost and how much he's made. And he's like minus like 69 grand or something. Man. And he's like,
crazy.
What the fuck are you doing?
How many followers has he got on Instagram?
Oh, like fucking thousands.
Well, he's probably making that back then. You put up the videos and he'll go, I will pay you 10 grand a video.
He's got like a merch line and all that shit. Man. But see some of his betting, man. He's just going up to blackjack tables and putting down like 20k. It's like, fuck.
That's crazy, man.
Wild.
That is wild. I've recently got back into the gambling, only mildly. but just so I've got an agreement with Shannon that she has an app on her phone, like Ladbrokes.
Aye.
And I can send her money and go on her app, like go on her phone and like spin.
Aye.
But I'm not going to un-gam stop myself.
Waiting for the bush to turn to fire, man.
So it's so that I can't do what I done before and just waste all the money.
Definitely.
And I mean, I basically need to ask permission today.
I can't say it, man. I'm a fucking bet builder.
I love
fucking
it, man.
Slot, man.
You were going on like a wee run there for a while, you know?
No, sometimes I do. Sometimes the pace gets severely picked up for me doing the bet builders, and I'm not joking. Sometimes I think, I fucking care what I'm talking about with these. But you actually don't, because it's like, I'm a fucking Fitbit, so it's like, whatever.
Sorry, dude.
Seagulls, man.
Going wild.
Don't joke about seagulls, man. You get my fucking gambling addiction shaking for the Brighton later. but fuck knows. I have partook nae spins and on. I've won money and lost money. I had to knock them in the head because
they're too bush.
The spins are different.
Kenbra, I've been 3 times, dipped my tays. I think I've done it 3 times in total, put a 10 and big base splash. Got up to 50 within 2 minutes and then I lost it all on big base splash. Couple of days later, I was like, Shan, can I stick a tenner in? I sound 10 or lost big base splash. I was like, maybe we'll play something else next time. The day, 10 or big base splash. No, big base splash. 10 or done.
So no, I could have been up.
Man.
No way.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think
Pit them to the 10p's immediately on the board. Immediately on the board. Where's my 20p bonus, you cunt? You know what I mean?
See if you could, if there was a way to keep yourself to that level, it's like you would probably spend just about the same as like on a takeaway, that kind of stuff, as long as it's not like fucking crazy. But
that's why it's like it makes sense if I want to, if I've got the wee itch to do it. Because if I send a tenner, it means somebody else has like got eyes on how much I've spent. Because there was times where I would sit and I would put like 20 quid in, when they win, 20 quid, 20 quid. Next thing I knew, I would be doing £300 and it would have been like half an hour. And I would just be like, what exactly happened there? Wouldn't even ken.
That's wild.
But then I would win a grand like later
and
on
so
that day.
So
at airtime, it was balanced till it wasn't. Like for like a month, it was balanced. I was almost in the green air a month and then it was gone within a couple of days.
To dust.
Last night I had fucking £5 on something. It was 35-1 and I needed a guy to get a yellow card for 180 quid. He had 4 fouls and never got carded it. And I was like, Ken, sometimes. This is again going to sound bad. Ellie's going to fucking murder me. It was LA Galaxy versus LAFC. I put on Marco Roy's goal and assist. Some guy called Severici and some guy called like Horsenbottom both to get carded. That Severici and the Marco Royce goal come in, the Severici yellow card and the Royce goal come in within 12 minutes, and that guy had 2 fouls. I'm like, oh, you black bastard, this is coming in, man. It's slang.
It's the day with the minds, it's the day with the minds.
Anyway, oh, you fucker, this is coming in, and you get 4 fouls and never get cared. That's why it's so fucking bad today, gambling. Seriously.
The difference is there that, I mean, you must have watched the game.
No, I was up for the first, like, bit of it to see. They went up, I think it started at, like, game. 1 in the morning or something, and I was still up.
I don't think I've ever put a coupon on a game I've no watched.
Jay wakes up at 6:30 the next day and goes, fuck's sake.
Do you know what it was? Do you know what got me? I accidentally clicked on the Apple TV in my phone, right, like the TV app, and it came up with this TV show that this is going on an awful long thing, right, but basically I had watched air versions of this documentary that came out, and I was like, oh, fuck, I didn't know there was a new season of this. And then it said up the top that there was that game was there, and I just seen Hugo Lloris, Marco Royce, and that. And I goes, well, I've been at my work the last 2 days and no put a bet on. I was like, so I deserve a wee. It was like a fiver, so I was like, I've no done in the past couple of days.
There is folk that will get paid and just go 500 straight in their bet 365.
I swear to God, last night, but that's how I ended up staying up so late, is because I went onto that Apple TV and there's a thing called Long Way Home, right? And it's Ewan McGregor and a guy that his dad directed that film Deliverance.
No.
Is it the thing with the otters and all that?
No,
is it
maybe I don't know, but they drive their motorbikes, right? I watched the first two when I was in secondary school. They done Long Way Round, which was they drove from London to New York, but they went round Russia and Alaska and that on their motorbikes. Then they done Long Way Down, which was from London to Cape Town or Johannesburg, something like that.
Holy.
And then I watched that at school and I was like, class. A couple of years ago, they done an Erwan Long Way Up and it was from the boat my South America to Los Angeles. And now this time they're doing...
That's cracking.
They're doing Scotland, going round the fella Europe and going back to Scotland. And I hadn't heard anything about it, and I went on that. I accidentally clicked that app last night and that popped up and I was like, you're shitting me, man. Happiest moment of my life, man. And then I seen that fit, and I was like, fuck it. Because can you get the MLS... MLS pass, so I was like, I mean, if you were a night owl, it'd be quite good, but then staying up all the time to watch that.
To watch the MLS.
But don't joke about Lloris, Giroud, and fucking Marco Royce was in their team, but
that's
kind of mad, man.
MLS.
Cunts just go there to fucking bask in it. My both LA teams as well, so you just go there to California to. Anyway, I've spoken off shite, so.
To be fair, it does add that wee bit of excitement. Who was it? We were sitting in, I think it was in your gaff.
It was me. Waiting on a Joe Linton card.
Joe Linton card.
Like,
oh, man. And it was like the 96th minute or something.
I can't admit, was that for 200 or was that for 100?
I've been there waiting on a Joe Linton card, but it came up, I think.
I know, it was Newcastle Liverpool. Aaron sent me a hangy saying just waiting on a Joe Linton card, and literally as soon as I looked at the screen, I was at Lawrence's. We were watching in our big telly in our living room, and Joe Linton got yellow card, and I was like,
fucking loves that, man.
I'm sure you won like £800 or something stupid. Aye. It's quite a lot.
Aye. Class,
because
man.
I did the fat bets, Jay does me reasonable bets.
Aye, I push five or max usually, like, man.
If I'm doing, I usually do somebody to score or somebody to goal or assist, and then two folk to get a card. And usually, if you stick a fiver on it, it's going to be at £100, depending on who the folk are.
Aye, whereas I'm two cards. Two on a goal or assist, and then something else. Always.
And I reckon, no matter what way you do it, you just end up about the same, I would say. Like, you could put a few of the big ones on and hit one every whatever.
That's I only get one or two a season.
But I would be more frequent, but I would never get as much on the four bets or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, too funny, man. Aye, addicted to things, man. Oh, no, it fucking gets you, man.
Can't
I
can't start doing anything because then it's like you're going to get addicted to that.
Aye.
I'm anything that's bad for me anyway. Obviously, if you got to get addicted to, well, I mean, I don't know, but like, you could be addicted to good stuff and it's like, well, at least it's no fucking.
Aye, like, imagine you got addicted to, saving a fiver. Like, imagine you get addicted to same. Oh, man. I love putting this in my eyes, man. Fuck. Anytime Paddy Power sends you a fucking
an email,
man. Fiver in my eyes.
The only issue with that is like, there's nothing stimulant about that.
Not really.
Like,
I think there'll be folk out there, but like, see that, is it Martin Lewis? Is that his name?
Aye.
He defo chokes, man. I watched a video of him and he's talking about him and his wife's got like a Scrabble contest for like 10 years that's going on, and he's beaten her by like so many points. And like, he was like in the audience, and then his wife is like, "Aye, I've got this many points." Like, they're both built. He's built like an actual financial robot, man. He definitely gets brick off saving a fiver.
Aye, man. The sun's coming up.
That's his whole shtick.
That's his hang.
He also likes like helping folks save money, but not cheating the system, but finding ways,
playing out loopholes. He's like goated for like, see, just laws you've never heard of that help
or
you.
Initiatives or programs that exist that you don't know about, like to get money back.
Well, obviously, it's not just him. Like, obviously, he's got researchers on his program. But I think he did actually just start out just researching like everything that
himself.
No, honestly, like sometimes I've looked at his website for stuff before, and it's like, see if you cancel this and resubscribe with this person, like heating energy, Wi-Fi, all that stuff.
Because it's like the government and fucking our current fucking the makeup of society is really why most cunts are skint, right? There is also a level to it where it's just cunts don't take the time to understand a lot of stuff. Like, see, when it comes to gas, lecky,
phone bills,
food, all that stuff, like, there's hundreds of ways that you could save on it.
And
like,
no, folk probably just want to do the easy thing, because they might have to fucking...
That book I read, I will Make You Rich, or whatever it's called, the biggest... Mate, it's a bestseller.
If any of us were going to read a book called I Will Make You Rich, you would have, man.
Mate, look it up, it's a thing. It was on that Stephen Bartlett podcast, guy that wrote it, same as the guy that did Psychology Money. But a big thing is, like, you contacting folk. Like, you have to phone, like, so, like, see the day I had to phone the gym because they changed, like, where they take the money out, and I still had a direct debit and a standing order, so I had to phone the gym to like, basically cancel that, so it was just £130, no £230. A lot of folk would have just left that.
I probably would have left that. I'm not going to lie to you.
I don't want to talk to somebody on the phone. Most of the time, you can save money just by a conversation. Do you know what I mean?
Aye.
Folk don't want to haggle. They don't want to spend 2 hours.
I think that's why it'll be bad.
Can you get me £20 off my Wi-Fi?
Imagine they started getting rid of fucking places to contact. You can sign up to this, but you might not fucking get through to a human. I mean, it's kind of hard enough.
Anyway, so much stuff's like that.
I like how the sun's out when we're in the shade, but probably good because we're not baking like a fucking tatty.
100%.
We're talking about addicted things.
fuck the gambling, fuck the spins.
Like, if you were addicted to oranges or something, it might be alright for you, as long as you're not eating like fucking a thousand a day or something. But
maybe die too much vitamin D.
There's nae I could lose my fucking house and job and all that for this. Whereas smoking fags, taking heroin, all that kind of stuff, there's like, I could die doing this.
There's something about living life kind of on the edge that that bricks me up, I suppose.
Nah, I agree.
Like, it's
not
like,
it's not stimulation.
It's like pure, just straight dopamine, man.
Yeah,
like, it's
like,
oh, I could try and live an easy life, but where's the fun in it? Like,
I also have fun watching like YouTube videos and shit like that, where folk discuss all these free dopamine hits, and it's like you try and you're like, nah, man.
Nah, it's not the same, because where's the risk? Like, that's a lot. It's where's the risk? Or where's like the bad bit? Like the bit that could hurt me.
Like, isn't just actual ways to ruin actual, your life? What ways can you release dopamine? Like,
go on a jog.
Like completing tasks and shit. Technically, you can. Like completing tasks or ticking something off or saving up. Like technically, you can. But it's like longer term, less hat. Whereas, like if I go and pat a tenner in the slots and that,
it's like
that baby legs up. Same with like watching Fitbit or getting wrecked or anything like that. That's like immediate. You feel it, whereas you don't. Like most air stuff's defo longer term, 100%. Like it's got to be a dragged out thing.
I think like being sensible, it's hard. No, but it's more like there's a level where you can convince yourself that like, but most folk that are actually like all right and happy like consistently are just folk that are like kind of boring. Do you know what I mean? But like not boring, not in a negative way, just like they don't day anything that's too crazy. Like there's probably reasons that we have ups and downs and all these bad things happen in life because we choose to fuck our lives up, but we kinda like it. So it's like it's fucking that cunt headbutting the wall because it feels good when you stop headbutting the wall. You want to feel so
man.
High you go down?
You can't stop this man from saying that quote, Lenny.
He will never be stopped from hitting his head up against that wall, man, until he does and then he'll realise he wants to date or whatever.
Would you say that's a 10 out of 10 quote? Taking about season 1 vibes.
I think so, probably, aye. I think, because it kind of encapsulates everything.
I'm just trying to inject dopamine into myself. Nah, that's it. Nah, and I think if I could do that, I would solve a lot of my issues, man. Nah, but then I would probably create mere issues, so you just need going, man.
I just wish
there was like a wee tiny bit of like right there, some just so that you don't tip yourself out of the edge and go mental, because the life I need to live is so restrictive on myself because I'm a fucking nutcase. Like, that's not a way to live.
It's discipline,
you,
it, man.
You cannot drink because you will actually fuck the full thing. Like, you just fuck everything. And it's like, what? That's the way I need to live. Because if I go and get pissed, I came, it's happening. And well,
that,
I don't like
a lot
it.
Of folk are like that. A lot of folk that are heavy, heavy addicts.
I'm
it's
in
like,
prison!
See when somebody says to me, like, oh, I
let
used to be
out.
I used to be this, like, but I still do this, and you're like, well, you are defo just got to fuck it again, like defo.
You're right.
Like, and
like,
I'm not talking to you, but
no.
There's levels to the game.
I accept my fate.
See if a cocaine addict comes up to you and goes, oh, I don't take Charlie anymore, but I do drink. You're like, well, you're going to fuck it then. You're one bad thing happening in your life for getting back in the same path. It's so written, man.
I know. I just know why I live in this prison.
Parent, you've got to remember that at the end of the day, we are animals. And we've made up all this fucking shite run about us. So it's at, like, some of us just will not adapt to being a boring, sensible person because that's not what an animal does. Like, you're like...
That sounds like justification.
I'm agreeing, but then...
That's not even how I personally feel. It's just like, it's just an alternate view on it. Like, at the end of the day, we say shaved apes all the time.
I think I probably need to, man, stop thinking I'm a shaved ape because it's probably fucking restricting me to being a shaved ape.
Do you know what I mean?
When I act like a shaved ape, I can then just say, oh, that's me just being a shaved ape. But maybe if once in my life I stopped being a shaved ape, I wouldn't be able to say he's a shaved ape. Aye, fuck, that's too deep for me, but on a Monday.
Body, man.
I will say, the gun isn't in my mouth this week as much as it was last week, so...
It's because that sun's it.
It's because that... Well, not...
You're touching
the
grass.
The sun was... it's touching this fucking nice grass. Anyway, prison.
Prison. Should we wrap for this portion?
Yeah, man, because now we're just fucking getting into life's a prison and that's not where we want to be.
No, we'll save that for part two.
Aye. Right. We'll be back soon.
Much love. Hey,
much love to you. No.
back.
Anyway.
It's just whisper.
Welcome back. We're here for Chokes of the Week. We took a wee break with some refreshments. Well, I've got a tea and an I Love New York cup peak.
I Love Chicago.
Aye, with my fucking I Love Chicago hoodie that's no mine. No wee sisters. Fits me real snug. anyway, does MD want to go first with her choke? Because I don't know what mine is.
Mine's is like a minute long, right? I'm going to pronounce this guy's name correct, by the way. Just let me just consult my phone and to find out how to say that guy's name correct.
That tea is amazing, man. Crazy.
That coffee's awful good.
All right. Right, I'm going to say his name's Avin Sinha. Avin Sinha.
I've been seeing her down the lake. Oh no, man, phone the police. It's in the lake.
Twin Peaks, right?
Anyway,
Lake Mungo.
Lake Mungo.
That's so good, man.
More of a size for Lake Mungo, actually.
Aye. R.I.P.
GBN.
Right. Anyway.
Right.
Philosopher of the week, fucking Avin Sinha. He's Persian, which is now taking Middle East ventures off my list. But I've realised this does mean that I would have to technically do North America and Oceania at a point if I was about to get continental in my game.
Oh, are you going to put for Oceania, man?
I don't know exactly. I don't even know any, and that requires research. That
like
might be the weaker.
Aboriginal philosopher.
He's smoking things and that. Or I just pick myself that week because I'm down under. Right,
smoking frog dust.
Anyway, so this guy. father of medicine, kicking about in a thousand AD, 900 AD, right? And they still used all his chat about medicine up until the 18th century.
What?
That's cooked.
Was he the four humours fucking guy, no? Or the four fucking, do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but I think it's the kind you're talking about, because I'm pretty sure I was going to discuss whoever that was that done that.
I don't know if it'll be a similar thing, but there's the guy that came up with, there's the four different things that need to be, they're no tempers, but it's similar to severance. That was what medicine was for fucking ages, apparently.
I don't actually know what this guy was chatting, but they used it for 500 years or whatever, anyway.
His way.
This cunt wrote 450 books.
Oofed.
Like 100. I don't know how they know this book, because I'm pretty sure they've said that 150 of them are lost, but they must have references to it.
Right, like in this book that I've done in Persian.
So 450 works. That's mental.
That's crazy.
I buckle, man, it's wind, and I'm sitting here going, 450 words for this Persian philosopher? Who are these folk? What is going on? Right, anyway, but what I really wanted to start this off by doing, right, was I want everybody that's listening to this, as long as you're not driving your car, to close your eyes, right? I want them to do it. And then I want them to imagine that they're suspended floating in midair and blindfolded, and they've got nae senses, right? And so you're effectively just a floating brain. And I want him to tell me, is that still you? Because that's what this guy was chatting about when he was imprisoned. This cunt was in jail and wrote a thing about the floating man. He was imprisoned, wrote a thing about the floating man, and that was the stick.
What was he imprisoned for?
I actually don't know, but I do know that he was an advisor to hundreds of fucking Iranian kings or whatever it was at the time. So I don't know if maybe some general or somebody else captured them or somebody. He was He was an advisor to all these high up folk, emperor or whatever in Iran.
See that wee thought experiment, that reminds me of when I get if I ever took edibles or I get far too stained, and then I would realise that I'm actually a brain and a big bit of meat, and I would be able to feel all my teeth. And then I would just feel just this is my entire being, and it's maybe they were fucking putting weed in his fucking cell, blowing smoke in.
Well, there's that thing, I don't know if we spoke about it in the pod, but there was that guy who took Hunter's edibles and then he could feel something was wrong with his throat, and he was something's wrong, but then he came out of it and he was totally normal. Then he went to a doctor's just because it was bothering him, and it found he had a start of throat cancer. It was the earliest you could find it, but it was because your body is so attached but so disconnected for your own brain.
In your normal
day.
He
managed to like bridge that gap between
focus the pain almost.
It was like his body was telling him, by the way, something's not right with this. Go check this out.
When you're that stent, and then you can start to feel your heartbeat, but not just at your head. You feel it like in each, like basically every vein going like that. That is the fucking worst.
You become like a pulse, like your full body just.
I just shake, man. It's terrible.
So that is a weird thing. Like, imagine you didn't know about any of that, like touch, smell, none of that, and you're just floating. But the question is, are you still you? And that's like that thing. This is 600 years before fucking Mr. Go to the Game René Descartes said, I think therefore I am. 600 years before he spit neighbours, this guy's saying, what if I was a floating brain?
It's almost like, it's that kind of idea of like string theory, you know, how there's that infinite amount of people that you, of yourself, there's an infinite amount of realities. But then if you were to meet them, like, what actually makes you you is your like lived experience. It's your background, because not everybody's going to have that same background. It's like the learned experience. That's what like actually makes you human.
That's what makes you yourself. Because that guy, one of his things that he was into was like metaphysics and stuff. And this is like fucking like, this is like fucking a thousand years ago, man.
He was smoking something, man. He was shaving apes, man.
But what I think this brings up that's off interesting, and this is what I kind of not been talking about him too much, but honestly, like, I read about him and I was like, there's too much stuff going on in his life for my brain to even comprehend all the wee bits. But what I will say is, I still haven't done somebody from Africa, right? And there was a guy called Isocrates, not to get mixed up with Socrates, right? Who was like before Plato and that. And he said that folk from Egypt were like the most healthy, most knowledgeable, like, folk, and they created this thing that helps you like discuss your soul called philosophy, right? It's so funny to me how when we're born in Britain and that, we think like the world's like, it's so Europe-centric.
Post-colonial.
But then like that guy I talked about that first week, that Shuang Zhu guy from fucking China and like folk in South America and all. And you're like, can these folk were doing things well before we knew what was going on? But because we're from Europe and that, we think, oh, it's like, oh.
It's like the Egyptians like made numbers and shit. You know what I mean? And like the Persians like made like economies and all that. Man, do you know what I mean?
So this guy, this guy was spitting these bars because he was deep in that fucking. Like, I think he came from a place that doesn't exist. Well, it's not called the same name anymore, but it was like at the bottom of Uzbekistan next to like Iran and Afghanistan and that down there. And I swear to God, man, the things that were like maths, all that stuff. I'm pretty sure. Could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure the guitar comes from doing that that kind of stuff.
See, they were doing North Africa. That's probably the Egyptians.
So, but this has made me realise that it's funny how when we think of philosophy, we think of white guys with beards and togas for Greece or whatever, but they were actually saying, no, the folk from Africa were, like, better than...
No, they were the goats.
I've done it before us, so...
That's it. We have a tendency to do that with everything, but it's because we're the white guys and we write most of the history, so and we're taught most of that same history that's been written to favour us in some ways, not always, but most of the time it is. And we don't learn about the stuff that
you're not learning about fucking Avicenna.
No, I don't know about who writes the fucking curriculums in school, but I don't think it's in their best interest to have us all super fucking clued up and intelligent. To be honest.
Well, I'm sure it's no. Did Boris Johnson not ban like communist books in English schools and stuff like that?
Like, he tried to, but he didn't.
You can only learn about capitalism, you can't learn about anything else. Like, they were.
They're controlling your brain.
If you're building a system that works perfectly for you, why would you want him to think that it doesn't work perfectly for you when it actually is disadvantageous to 99% of the population?
Anyway, I just love how these guys are for fucking thousands of years ago, man, and they're just spitting bars, even though they're out there in the fucking desert. That's what I like, so...
Like June settings, man.
The cities that they're living in, like, you think it's, like, these big, like, stupid, like, sand, like, fucking dunes, and it's, like, these, like, sandstone buildings and all that, but they were actually living in, like, mad, like, golden palaces and all that. Like, everybody was, like, even the guys that didn't have that much cash, because they had, like, an idea where everybody just, like... has something, like, they just get given it.
Crazy.
So Avicenna, it's spelled, cool. But I don't know if that's how you say it, but that's the way I've kind of thought in my head, because I'm sure there was like a weird pronunciation that I seen and I'm like, I don't even know how to say that, but it's spelled A-V-I-C-E-N-N-A. Avicenna. I don't know. Avicenna. Aye. Joke philosopher of the week, pish, but aye, great.
Joke.
Joke of the week.
Right, who's on my owl? Did I get to pick who goes next? Wow, man, that's a feeling. who we go? Right, let me hang mine what I want to hear. Well, what I'll do is I'll go, because, well, how serious is yours, Beanie, your joke of the week?
Don't even know what I'm doing yet, so don't pick me.
Right, don't pick you, cool. Right, what I'll do is I'll go to McKeith's because I feel like his might be slightly more serious than yours, but I don't know. Just so no, but actually, no, I should go for him. I'm going for Bradley. Because what it is I want yours to be a wee bit. I want yours to be a wee bit lighter. Right. Once we, and then, but then that means being easy. Ah, fuck it. You go.
Aye. I can go last.
Right. Well, I don't. Well, Coke Zero.
Yes.
My joke of the week. It was going to be the Freud TV show on Netflix, which is in German. It's quite good, and you kind of learn about some of his philosophies and that. But it just got. It went a bit hairy. I've got a hang with like TV shows and films when it goes to like. Kind of cliche ghosty vibes. There's bits like that, and it's a good TV show, but it just pisses me off. But I love Coke Zero, man. I've been trying not to drink fizzy juice.
Clip that.
And I just have a Coke Zero sometimes, and I actually kind of taste the difference anymore. I've not had a can of cola in ages.
CZ's, man. Who was it that said that CZ's thing?
CZ's?
Aye, CZ's. Coke Zero.
What, that famous guy?
I know there was somebody I was watching on Instagram, and he would be like talking to something. He's like, "I do this, and then I got a wee CZ in me," and I was like, "What?" And I was like, "All right, Coke Zero."
Got to start saying that. CZ, CZ,
a wee CZ in me.
Coke Zero's all right.
What you got to say about the CZs?
Just that there isn't really much of a difference for that and a can of cola.
Oh, I wanted it.
I think when I was younger, I thought it would maybe be. There was a big difference, but it's probably because I've not had a Colonate, but it's still so fucking sweet, man. A can of Coke Zero.
It's so much better than a Diet Coke.
Man. I was going to
so
say
much
that.
Better than a Diet Coke.
Coke Zero just
so
tastes
shy.
Like cola, but just, like, it will not rip your teeth out. Yeah. Aye. Whereas a Diet Coke, like, it does, it goes downward, no
that,
upward.
They Diet
you know I mean?
Cokes, man. Like, I'm not a Coke connoisseur and don't ever really drink it. I'm made a Pepsi Max guy, but...
Aye, Pepsi Max
Pepsi
is go-to.
If you sit there,
see,
I'll Diet Coke because it actually tastes like I'm drinking gas. Cola-flavoured gas. See the burps off that Diet Coke. It's instant. It's like, why is that? That's you, man. You've gone.
Death overcompensated with the fucking the carbonation on it, didn't they?
Oh, man, wow.
I think the Coke Zero, it's the appreciation in the sun as well, having a nice cold fucking drink. So you've been out in the sun, man, you got a can of Coke Zero, man.
Aye, because a fat Coke in the sun's not quite the same.
Aye,
at least I can.
A wee CZ and a cigarette, man. Kidding on that same fucking addictions again.
Came out a witness fucking yesterday, but I swear, me and Shannon were rough,
man.
Got a McDonald's, and she got two large Cokes, and before I had even, like, opened my box up to, like, get my chips and my nuggets and that, she drank both of them.
Like, wow, man.
Like, she just...
Like, you must have been actual King's Mill.
Like,
the
actual...
The
right.
Man, the
I couldn't believe
she
it,
must,
man.
She must have been actual Mother's Pride, man.
Aye.
Wait, was one of them yours, but...
No, she get two.
Oh, right.
I get two, I know.
So got to say, I'd be kicking
I get
off.
One Oasis and one hangy.
She must
can
have been
drink a man's coke.
She must have been fucking...
Not
she must have been... she must have been superseded of that ancient loaf, man. Ancient roll. Stuff that's just fucking seeds and grains in it, man. Ancient loaf.
Straight flour, man.
Oh, I couldn't believe it, man. But that coke is peak.
Aye,
see the draft cola for McDonald's.
Wow, it's different.
With the ice,
there
it's
is something
so
about a cola for McD's, man. Holy shit.
Weirdo, I always get fucking Oasis for McD's, man, but it's quite
it's probably the second on the list, but
Fanta's
out there, man. But
see, my issue with the Fanta sometimes is
a bit watery.
I wish it was as strong as the
cola.
Fuck, man.
I think the Fanta's zero now as well, which is annoying.
It's so strange.
Fucking bastards try to keep me out.
Did you ever change the like the flavourings?
The syrup stuff.
Aye,
the
syrup.
Folks, it's
crazy.
And it's
I've
literally
seen
just
day in it, man.
Aye, it's a big orange bag, man. You just plug it in and then it turns into Fanta.
Plug and play, man.
And I think the cola is just the same. It's like a Brun bag.
Aye,
see the machines that you get at Five Guys and that, and you can mix and match what you're fucking getting. The touchscreen things, and it's like. I'll have all of them.
And it's got every like weird flavour.
Every drink ever made.
Aye,
that. That Wingstop, man, that, wow. There's like a cherry Dr. Pepper, man.
Have you tried that cherry?
If you've not got the video, Jay is tapping his fictional credit card.
I took a sip of that cherry Dr. Pepper and I looked up the sky. I could see God's shin, man.
Yeah, honestly, man.
You've got like fans of strawberry and all that.
Take a taste and it's actual tears, man.
That's incredible.
Running down my fucking neck.
I was like, guys, one day. Still having it.
Me nearly went to Five Guys one day, and I'm not joking. I must have mixed like three fucking different things. I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing. It was like, Sprite. Or something, it was fucking something else, and I was just fucking clicking buttons, man. And I drank it, and I was like, that tastes like shite, but I love it.
What's folks' like favourite? Like, obviously, you get like a cola, but what's folks' favourite kind of flavoured one through one of my machines?
I'd say cherry cola, man.
Cherry Dr. Pepper, I love a vanilla cola. Or cherry cola.
Vanilla one's good, I know.
That cherry Dr. Pepper, man.
I tried a peach one that was quite good as well. Ooh. It was pretty decent, but I'm a cherry man all the way.
Cherry is good.
Pepsi Max cherries, a choke with ice, good, man. So good.
Aye, that's. I think I would maybe go for that as well. Aye. See, a lot of folk don't really like Dr. Pepper in there.
Dr. Pepper.
Oh, it sometimes gets a bit flat.
Oh, it's so
a few sips, man, but that's
awful. Dr. Pepper's ridiculous. Wow, man, put the fries in the bag completely there. see, when I'm rough, but I'm not joking you, man. I'd never drink Iron Brew, but see, when I'm rough, that could actually resurrect me at some sort of hole, man. I don't know why.
Iron Brew has that when you're rough.
I don't know why you're freezing cold. At you, and you tan it, and it starts fucking your throat, man. Somebody's fucking your throat with razor blades, man. And you're like, I don't even care, I'm so rough.
This is the best thing ever. I can't speak. I can't spike.
So good, man.
See when you're rough, man. See if you got a combination of like water, flavoured water, and then like a kind of still juice, like Oasis, and then a fizzy one. And all that, man.
The triple threat.
The triple threat.
Three juices, man. You've had to get.
Right, see them in a cup and fucking empty juice drinks down the side of the bed for me, lying in there in my pit for fucking a few days, man. Crazy. Crazy.
You got a throat like Troon Beach?
Yeah.
Throat like the Serengeti.
Oh, it's crazy.
We were talking about, I can't remember where we were. Oh, you were giving me a lift in from my work, and I was talking about my throat, and then we were just saying like throat like the Serengeti, and I goes, my throat's like McKeith's ankles when he's like just about to finish playing his gig. Throat like my elbows, man. Right, anyway, continue.
That's that, mate. Throat that scalp.
See, to be honest, but I swear, sometimes they chokes that you don't think mean a lot of that can actually be the best, because like, you've got invested interest.
It's the small things, but, innit? That is the small thing. I could have went actually choke of the week Mark Hoppus after reading his listening to his memoir, because that was peak, man.
Or you could have went OG Fanta Fruit Twist, like back when it was just must have been like
the fucking fizzy drink of the week, man. Juice of the week.
Oh my,
fizzy sweets.
I mean, that does. Take it for the cereal guy, but after a while you start becoming the fizzy juice guy, you're like, this was the title.
I'll come in with absolutely an 80 flat.
Do you know what, man, I didn't know that long ago. I don't know what happened, how we got
cereal
a hold of it.
Fizzy juice.
It was a 2 litre bottle of Curry's Red Cola.
Oh my god.
And we would have like pints with ice in it, man. Crazy.
See that
with
cola
with a chippy. See that with a chippy. Nah, man. Maybe. That with a chippy.
Wow. That is actual. But see, literally, you have like half the chips, you eat your smoked sausage, your fish, your fucking mild sausage, whatever.
I might need to get a
bottle of red
man.
Cola. But see, about half an hour later, man, you're actually like, oh my god, man, I need the grave. I need stains in my fucking eyes, man. Holy shit. Ken, I was going to say, but just before we move on to the next joke, I can confirm and I apologise that honey Cheerios and then you get like Asda Honey Loops.
Aye.
There is a major difference.
What one's better?
Defo the Cheerios, the honey Cheerios,
see,
man.
See, I told you when I was buying the Crave that day, some of the cheap Crave are shite.
Cheap Crave are shite, I think.
See if I've got a box of honey Cheerios in
get this. The Lidl ones, Beanie, and see if they're any. I like the Lidl ones, see the Aldi ones, but shy them, air the dyke in the bin.
I kind of like the Choco Squares for Aldi, they're all right. Trust me.
If you're not watching on camera, see the face that Jay just gave Bradley. Wow.
Side eye.
Eat that was like your English teacher looking at you and just fuck, man.
You felt your clothes reading button. You're a lost cause. You're resetting that.
See, eat a bowl of Crave button and eat them. Wow, it's. But I'm telling you, I went and got the Lidl ones and I was like, again, these are completely fucking different. Like. Lidl, try them, man. Lidl
Crave.
Aye, but I'm a Craver, him, man. Aye,
Craver nuts, man.
But the difference is, I see with the honey fucking Cheerios, I'll fill a bowl up, Maximus, tan the bowl, and they're still off the mountain. I'm like, has to be a second turn, man. Aye. Maybe even a third turn. But see, when I have one of the fake honey loop, the Kunso hoop honey, honey Kunso hoops, I'm like halfway through the bowl, and I'm like, David likes cereal, man.
See,
this tastes good, but it's
see,
just not the
this
same.
This is the thing, and I think I ate those Aldi ones
something's
too much.
Changed.
I even think I've started eating Crave too much. That's why I sometimes need to hang in the flavours.
I've got flavour fatigue.
Do you remember, does anybody but remember when Crave first came out, but and it was like bigger pills? Because we
they're wee toy things.
When
now.
They used to be like actual pills. Fuck off, man. Anyway, how the fuck are we getting me talking about cereal again, man?
You can't. Can't escape your fate, man.
I can't know, man.
This is who you are, join us.
Coke Zero, man.
Join me or die.
I choke for a sugar-free drink.
Ken, you're too good at that, by the way. What?
Join me or die.
You fucking belong in that dark side, man.
I could be the dark side.
We are going to take over the universe. One planet at a time. One cereal bowl at a time.
Can you say... What's his name? Is it Hogarth? Can you say Hogarth?
Hogarth.
Like the Iron Giant. What is it? It says, I need to go home now or some blah, man.
I need to go home.
Vin Diesel.
Hogarth.
What is it? He says, or
no,
something.
I can't remember.
Cannonball. Cannonball.
Does
he not say, I go, you
aye.
Stay?
Aye. And you're actually laughing.
I go.
You stay. You're like, tears, man.
My throat's good straight anyway. Bye, cereal.
Yeah, there must be theories he survives, but because there's the blinking light then, didn't there? The Iron Giant.
I swear to God, see, that's a traumatic experience for me,
man.
Which I have not watched that since I was young.
So good.
94? Iron Giant?
No. 90? Later than that.
Later
than that.
99?
Aye. That's a bit right, aye. Anyway.
I think that five.
Did the guessing game again. Two guys.
Do you just transport yourselves into that shower, like in the Scots, when you do that?
Do you know why I think it can't be that early? Because it's the guy that made the Invincibles that done it, and I'm pretty sure before that he was just like an anime
Brad
guy.
Bird?
Aye. Anyway, choke. I can't watch that film. I can't do it because I think it will fucking ruin me.
Oh, it's so good.
I watched it when I was young so many
so
times,
good,
and it's.
Man.
Oh, God.
Anyway,
see when he's eating that fucking Twinkie hang, man, he's licking the cream off his fingers.
It's 99.
Wow.
Yes.
All right. But I've got a second try. Take a second try.
Right. Anyway, I'll stop talking.
You got a joke yet? No.
No.
Right.
I will get it.
Wu-Tang fan right, clan
Wu-Tang,
of the man.
Wu-Tang,
man.
Be on the swarm.
Oh, wow.
Right, oh, wow. So this is the only member of the Wu-Tang that's currently deceased.
Oh. Yes.
So well, only one of them has died. He died in 2004. Old Dirty Bastard, which is actually his stage name. He's actually called Old Dirty Bastard.
Aye.
But you'll know the Old Dirty Bastard, man. He's heard the Shimmy Shimmy Ya.
Aye.
And you've heard the... Baby, I get your money. Is this Wayne's? Is that Matt?
Is that your kin or is that next door?
I think that's next door. Because I can't see the wee man. Sorry about that.
Well, listen, that's must blow wind. What the fuck is going on?
I'm trying to talk about the old dirty bastard.
There's some Wayne's at the other side of the head.
Wait till I talk about the old dirty bastard, I can actually see them.
Get myself a funny seat.
They're hanging about right next to us.
Are they? What are we doing?
Oh fuck, there's a swing there, so they're going to be there for ages, man. Anyway,
continue.
That's the reason why we're outside.
Yeah.
The reason why we're outside. Anyway, the old dirty bastard.
It's just unfortunate that's the name.
Maybe you can refer to him as ODB, which is
his surname. It does get called ODB. So ODB. So you'll definitely have heard him because he's got some like bang. He's got. He's got a tune. He's got a tune with Mariah Carey. And he's got a tune with, like, Khalees and all that, man. The guy is, like, he was actually, like, charted massive, which is mental. When you hear him rap, he is clearly mad with on every single song. Nice. Clearly mad with. Died of a drug overdose. Somebody probably should have stepped in earlier and been like, by the way, you should stop doing that.
Right, you should bring that in a little.
They just never did. He's just, have you seen him? Have you seen his hair? So his hair's like this insane, like, kind of dreadlocks, but sticks up in the air, and it's, like, all over the joint. He has, like, this one gold tooth. The guy is goated. He is honestly one of the coolest guys of all time. But he's insane. He was an insane man. He had the first album, which was Return to the 36 Chambers, which had Shimmy Shimmy Yeah, which is a Shimmy Shimmy Yeah, Shimmy Yeah, Shimmy Yeah. And the whole album is just unhinged. He was an unhinged man. It's the best way to describe ODB's style.
He'd be a poor door.
He's a what?
He'd be a poor door.
Oh, aye.
Nae hinges.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, because he's unhinged.
Oh, right,
I was going to quickly jump in and ask you what that song is that's, that he features on with Hingy for Fugees. The Ghetto Superstar.
Ghetto Superstar. Aye.
Anyway.
He come to Praz Michelle. Praz Mikel, whatever it is. So the first album, Return to 36 Chambers, the album cover is like a food stamp, like an old school American food stamp. And there was this insane documentary MTV did where he was just like on the up and cup, up and coming.
Aye.
And so he takes the TV crew with his three kids into a limousine to go pick up his gyro because he's still qualified for like welfare checks and all that because he didn't declare anything that he ever.
That's wild.
So he was just going and getting food stamps and that, like, pure playing the system, man. He should have been doing that, but I think he was spending most of that cash on, like, cocaine and all sorts, man. But yeah, totally unhinged. He appeared on, like, MTV, like, Raps, which was like an old school hip hop show in the early 90s, just steaming, and he does this insane, like, freestyle where he's, like, moving about like a fucking snake on the stage, like, actually, like, eyes on the camera, going insane. He does something like, oh, where the lyrics gotta come out, and he raps like that, like, I'm not going to rap him, man.
It's coming out. But it's, do you want me to with my voice? I can't.
So he only had, like, two albums, and both of them are unreal. Like, they had, like, huge hits in both of them. The second one, I can't say the name of it because it's got the N-word in it, but it's N-word Please, which is funny in itself.
And
the cover is, like, him in this, like, weird white jumpsuit with this insane long wig. Fucking mental. The guy's fucked.
He's dressed up as, like, Jesus. Or, like,
he's like dressed up as, like, a camp Jesus, like a disco, like, Jesus or something, man. And it's like, this guy is honestly from, like, the ghetto gone insane, man. And he was wild, man. He is one of my favourites. So obviously, because he's dead now, his son is called the Young Dirty Bastard. And so he just fills in for, like, I went to go see the Wu-Tang, like, a few years ago, and it was all ten members. And Young Dirty Bastard just did the ODB stuff, man. It was incredible.
So he just took it?
He has the exact same hair, looks the exact same as him, man.
That's cracked.
But, rest in peace, man.
He is cracked.
He is unreal. The first album, Return to 36 Chambers, is phenomenal, like, in terms of, like, hip-hop stuff, because nobody sounded like him. He called himself the Old Dirty Bastard because he was the father to his style. That was his whole thing. So nobody had his style. Nobody has his style since because
that's,
it's so
cool,
weird,
man.
Like, you can't, like, touch that. You know that way? It's like avant-garde rapping, man. That's what he is. You can't touch him, man.
And Tom Cruise?
He is the Tom Cruise of hip-hop, man.
That joke.
Yeah, there's no, I can't like Tom Cruise. Oh, I mean.
He's more like the Werner Herzog hip-hop, I think, man.
What about the Virgil Van Dijk?
Harmony Korine. Aye.
Nemanja Vidic.
Don't
compare the two. Can't know him.
He was unreal. So RIP ODB. He was one of the founding members as well. He's RZA, who is the pinhead. He's the kingpin of the whole group. He was his cousin, and they were like best pals.
Oh, right, okay.
Unreal. What a guy. Rest in peace. But you should listen. So I'm not going to give verses. I'm giving verses, but he's not got verses because he is mental.
Because he's steaming.
Because he is like all about. He's all about just. Like the technique's not there, the style is all there, but man, and the lyrics are the
He's like, he is like just all ad libs. Like, there's noises and grunts and sounds and like words and
there's
stuff
there's
like
no
that.
There's no way that you could be in the studio and be like, this, like, we can't even use this, but they did just use it. Like, this guy would have just been, like, in front of a mic, probably jumping about, screaming and fucking grunting and all that, man. Like, that's what it's like. He was probably, utterly mad with the entire time as well, which is incredible. But, yeah, that, I mean, it's the greatness that kills you, innit, man.
Would it have been in his 30s or something?
He was 35 when he died. So,
fuck.
young man,
getting there.
But see if he was. I mean, like, see if he was still alive. He just never would still be alive. But that's the thing.
Nah.
Like, whatever he was doing was just not sustainable. It was just not a sustainable
could bring
lifestyle.
Him back and be like, I'd rather die. Never mind, sober. Like,
never mind. He probably had an addiction before he got famous, and then you just start pumping money into him. It's like, woof. See you later.
Maybe he'd come out sober and they wouldn't be able to rap, and then like, we need to get you wrecked.
And then he's like, shit, I can't rap anymore, and then he just gets like addicted to something else.
Crazy.
You should watch videos of him. Try and find a limousine video, which is so fucking mental.
I've never seen that limousine, it's
so school. And the one where he's on MTV Raps and he starts rapping on stage. Because the guy who's presenter, I actually don't know his name, has to grab him and pull him over and be like, you're meant to be doing a freestyle with him now, and he's like, and then he grabs the mic and it honestly hits like an insane freestyle. It's incredible.
That's crazy, man. But it sounds like an offer character.
Oh, honestly, man, he's like absolute gold. But yeah, Return of 36 Chambers and N-Word, please get on that, man. Unreal.
I love it.
You'll know a couple of hits that got your money. I'm pretty sure was like number 2 or 3 in the charts or something.
After I dropped off Jay at the train station not long ago, I put on the Wu-Tang Clan and it was just a tap, and I kept saying, "Oh, that dirty bastard," but in the thingies.
What is the tap Wu-Tang song?
Oh, Cream.
Cream.
Oh, Cream is on that. We'll get to Cream because we've actually not spoken about any rappers.
What was the one you just said there?
What, Shimmy Shimmy Ya, Got Your Money?
Got Your Money. I think that might be the third one or second one. But I was listening, I was like, well, that's quite good.
Aye. Unreal, man. But we'll get to Cream, because Cream is... Oof.
Cream Your Knickers.
But there's only 3 rappers on Cream, and... Oh, no, well, Method Man does the chorus in Cream. Shit. Guess rules it. Aye, it's Method Man. Anyway, we'll get to that. We'll get to Cream, because Cream's one of the greatest songs of all time.
Chill.
So...
I'm still waiting for the one I'm waiting for, anyway. Letting the wheel decide the one I'm waiting for.
So, if you don't know, I've spun a wheel before we go on air, and then I just have to spin the
wheel. Oh, fuck, have I just ruined that for you? Sorry. I've just ruined your life.
I've got my 10th one, so I just keep spinning the wheel until I get to him.
Chill.
So I'll pass on. You got
aye, I've got one. It's really just an opportunity to tell a story.
Deglaze?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I already told you about it, McKeith. I'll not go in as much detail. So my choke of the week is called Mavella Stop, right? So Mavella Stop, funnily enough, Jay, just as you pick out your finger to chew, it's stuff that you put on your nails and like run about your fingers. And it's, I don't... Because I asked McKeith if he'd ever licked a Nintendo Switch cartridge. I'd kick it neither you, so.
Defo blew into one. I don't have a
licked
one.
I've defo licked some weird things in my life.
But. So, like, Nintendo Switch cartridges are, like, dipped in, like, a very similar thing. It's so that Wayne's don't eat them.
Aye.
Right, so, like, this shit you put in your nails, and obviously, I, like, Shannon bought it for, like, me and one of the Wayne's, and, because obviously I just shred away at my nails and the skin and all that. I think it was on, was it Thursday or Friday? I put it on, right? It's still on my nails. And I've used acetone and washed my horns about 100 times. Right? And basically, it just makes it taste horrendous, right? So that's the whole idea. Like, you put it in your mouth, don't chew. But then what I didn't realise was, A, it lasts like a whole fucking week, right? And it also transfers onto everything that you touch.
What if you're munching a fucking chicken wing?
I need whatever the version of that is for pizza, man. So I just go eat pizzas.
It's on my lips, and now I can taste it on my lips just for like hanging.
Wow.
It's crazy. And that's like, I've used acetone and that, and I've been like hanging. It's so fucking strong. I was eating ready salt at Walker's, and fucking like, I could just taste the shit.
You're
like,
gonna have to get some
time.
Cleaning gloves on, man. Some marigolds, man.
I got a takeaway pizza, pepperoni, and I had to put on blue latex gloves.
Everything you eat involves using your horns, man.
Because I was like, I just couldn't. Like, it's been crazy, and then like the transfer, like. Like, it can be on my face and then it'll be on Shannon's face. And, like, it like that transfer,
that's
is
mental.
Crazy.
Where did she order it online or what?
Aye.
What did you get? Just get it online?
Aye, just buy it online, aye.
That's
crazy.
Cracked,
that's cracked.
That is so funny.
It's so fucking so wild, man. I can't believe it. I've not bat my nails in, like, 4 days, 5 days.
I mean, that is...
For the first time.
That's
so the choke is that it works, but, like, the story...
At what cost?
At what cost? Because, honestly, it really is not good. Like, I've had to really, like, readjust, like, my day-to-day, like, run about the fact that my fingers are mock it, like, but they're not mock it, but they're transferring mock it taste onto everything, including my face and everywhere else. Like, anywhere I touch, it becomes that taste. Crazy. But my Vela stops, so if you bite your nails, aye, that's like you can pick up all of that up.
See, I don't bite my nails, but see, the new, I've got this one wee bit of skin on a particular finger that I like.
Just, aye, you're just getting, because that's, I did that, so I painted it right round my fingers, not just on the nail and all, so it was just pure stuck
but
in there.
I remember there was folk at school that actually had fingernails this, because they used to eat them.
Gary,
I've never really.
Gary Banks, he was had like a tenth of his fucking fingernail.
That's,
I mind that. And like, you would, there was more like nail bed than nail.
Aye.
Like, aye, crazy.
Folk love chewing them.
So many. Like, to that extent, wild to me, because I'll take them down to the bit where it starts to nip and then I just stop. So I do. Bye, Mavella stop. That's my fucking choke of the week then.
Fantastic.
I mean, it's working.
It works. I don't know how quickly I'll rush to put it back on.
We're waving it at Callum's nephew.
Is it like, come say hello?
Aye, but we'll be we'll be hitting a rap bit now.
Also, considering the folk that have been watching this podcast, I think putting Wayne's on it's probably
something. They'll be like, shit. This isn't what I subscribe for.
I'm like, hear a bit shit. Right.
It's been incredibly fun.
Fart of the week. We've not done fart of the week yet.
Fart of the week. My fart of the week, I'm going to rearrange it to lose the T, and then I'm going to put the R before the A, and I'm going to shout out his brother, F.R.A. Fraser, for letting us do this here.
Fart of the week.
I like that.
That's nice. What I'm going to do.
That was really quick thinking.
I know. See, for all the self-deprecation I do, man, my brain still works, so.
That was some good, like, problem solving there.
That was.
You were good in the Crystal Maze.
Oh, you'd be good
man.
At that. Have you ever played that 100% club?
That's
so good, man.
I once got to the 1% question, man. Oh. I was so fucking buzzing, man.
In fact, did you know get me to play that once? Can't remember.
I feel like I've definitely spoke to you about it.
Aye.
Because it's like, have you watched it? So it's like, so it's like testing like a part of your brain, like problem solving part of your brain. It's that kind of Mensa stuff.
Aye.
But it's like trying to recognise patterns and like trying to think outside the box and all that.
Outside the realms of possibility.
Exactly. It's really good. It's presented by that fucking, what's his face?
No, Ben Shepherd.
The comedian.
No, Stephen Milham.
Is it Joe or something?
It's the guy who did that really shit programme, Not Going Out, if you've seen that. It was terrible.
No, it's
but
no Danny Dyer. It's no, it's... I can't remember. Anyway, Johnny Vegas.
Good.
No,
it's good.
Bye.
Anyway. For now.
We're a rapper.
We'll probably not be in Touching Grass next week, I don't
unless
think.
Unless we find somewhere where to put.
But at least
grass.
She's got a video this week if you watch it.
Might be in somebody's car.
Who knows? Could be.
Could be.
I knew I need to remember not to swear because there's Wayne's run.
Maybe we kiss.
This thing
knows?
In life.
Aye. Right.
We'll catch you guys.
Bye.
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 Bye.